June 17th is World Day to Combat Desertification. In 1992, the Rio Earth Summit described desertification as one of the greatest challenges to development. This year's theme is drought and water scarcity. Water covers most of our planet, but only about 2.5% of it is freshwater. And of that small amount, UN experts say, the total usable supply for ecosystems and humans is less than 1%. This year's World Day to Combat Desertification slogan is "Don't let our future dry up." Dr. Yuki Hori is coordinator of awareness raising, communication, and education at the UNCCD, the UN Convention to Combat Desertification.
Desertification, in particularly drought, is one of the major natural disasters. The death toll out of drought exceeds any other natural disasters like tornado or tsunami.
It's estimated that since 1979, drought has claimed over 1.6 billion lives. The 2011 drought in Somalia and nearby regions resulted in thousands of deaths. In May, Namibia declared a national drought emergency. Officials there say 14% of the country's population is now food insecure. Nearly 11.5 million people remain food insecure in Africa's Sahel region. UN officials say the wildfires in parts of the United States are directly linked to last year's drought. But why do so many people die in droughts when they are not sudden disasters like earthquakes?
Because it is a creeping nature of disaster, not many people pay enough attention for the importance of land recovery, which prevents and manages drought, as well as to secure water resources.
Hori says freshwater is renewable, but it depends on the health of ecosystems, including land and soil.
70% of the fresh water available globally is held in the soil, which is accessible to plants, and only 11% is accessible as stream flow and groundwater. But when the soil is degraded, it loses the capacity to hold water, so that will lead to drought and water scarcity. So it's quite a serious issue in the world now.
She says raising awareness about the issue can be difficult because of the misunderstanding of the word desertification.
Desertification is not about desert, but when people hear the word desertification, they think about desert. You picture in your mind a vast sand dune, and this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about land degradation in drylands, which affect many people, almost everyone, directly or indirectly around the world.
She says 40% of the world's meat production occurs on dry lands. If the land is degraded by overcultivation and overgrazing, then production may move to other locations. As a result, many trees may be felled to clear the land, leading to deforestation. Hori says dry lands, for example, do not just exist in Africa. The U.S. has large areas of dry lands.
17 states of United States are categorized as dry lands. And land degradation, that means desertification, is taking place in the states, but not many people understand that and know about it.
In the 1930s, giant dust storms ravaged the Great Plains of the U.S. The so-called black blizzards sometimes reached New York City. Those ecological disasters have been blamed on humans. Poor farming techniques eliminated grasses acclimated to wind and drought. When the winds came, some of the world's best topsoil blew away, destroying communities and lives. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the time has come to go beyond treating drought as an emergency situation. He says while droughts are hard to avoid, their effects can be lessened. Mr. Ban says the price of preparedness is minimal compared to the cost of disaster relief. He's calling for a shift from crisis management to building resilience. In March, the high-level meeting on national drought policy was held in Geneva. It recommended coordination of drought programs and response, proactive measures to protect the land, a safety net of emergency relief, and government and private insurance plans, among other things.
Drought happens as a natural phenomena, but the severeness of drought can be predicted and managed. In that case, early warning system makes a lot of difference in people's life and also crop production. There's only one national drought policy exists today, and which is Australia. But the rest of the countries who are prone to drought do not have consolidated means to mitigate the effect of drought.
The UNCCD has given its Land for Life Award this year to organizations in India, Mexico, and Australia for their efforts to protect ecosystems. It also says countries such as Eritrea, Kenya, Hungary, Portugal, and Thailand are honoring those who've worked to protect dry lands. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.